This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Political insiders have been whispering about it for months now, but now the rumor has become official. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced he's running for mayor. He launched his campaign with a video posted on YouTube earlier.
I know we can turn the city around, and I believe I can help. And that is why I announced my candidacy today for mayor of New York City.
Cuomo's daily pandemic updates got him attention not only in New York, but around the world. But it was only a year later that his political career was derailed by a string of sexual harassment allegations. He was investigated but never indicted and wound up resigning in the middle of his third term. The former governor enters a crowded field of opponents for the Democratic nomination, including one who was indicted, the incumbent Mayor Adams. Other Democratic mayoral contenders are already weighing in on Cuomo's candidacy, like Comptroller Brad Lander. He calls it a sad attempt for Cuomo to get attention and recalls that the former governor resigned for, quote, sexually harassing 13 women and leading thousands of elderly New Yorkers to their deaths early in the pandemic. Winds News Time 305. Well, Mayor Adams has ordered all city buildings to lower their flags to half staff in honor of Dr. Hazel Dukes, the civil rights icon and former president of the NAACP New York State Conference, died this morning at the age of 92.
The clarion voice of Dr. Hazel Dukes rang out always in support of civil rights.
African Americans played a great role in making America what she is today. And we must continue that.
She is a past president of the NAACP's New York State Conference and a fierce fighter against human injustice and intimidation.
We have to have a real understanding. We all bleed red.
Duke's son says she worked tirelessly on the front lines almost to the end.
Correspondent Allison Keyes, Mayor Adams calls Duke a trailblazer, a dear friend, a trusted advisor, and a guiding light during challenging times. An NYPD chaplain known as Father Mike has been busted on charges of soliciting a sex worker. Michael Iguino was arrested at a Bronx motel in Pelham Gardens yesterday afternoon. He was not on duty at the time. The 40-year-old priest was ordained in 2015, according to the webpage for the department's chaplain unit, and has been with the NYPD since 2021. He was reportedly nabbed just blocks from the church where he's a pastor. No comment yet from Iguino or the Archdiocese of New York. A rally today outside a Bronx apartment building.
When I say tenant, you say power! Tenant,
power! That property on East 138th Street is owned by David Tenenbaum, who recently landed at number 6 on a ranking of the city's worst landlords. That list was put together by public advocate Jumani Williams, who joined tenants at today's rally demanding better conditions, livable conditions, they say.
Daily, we see tenants who have to live in conditions that are not habitable for human beings. And day in and day out, we see these landlords ignore these conditions, even while trying to collect rent and evict people.
Tenenbaum's properties have racked up hundreds of housing code violations, he says, and complaints for mold, water leaks, pests, and no heat. A letter from tenants also complains of broken door locks and intercom systems, creating a safety issue, and they're demanding a timeline from the landlord about when it'll be fixed. 1010 Winds has reached out to the landlord for a response. Gun violence overnight in Nolita, and police are still trying to figure out if the victim was targeted or if it might have been a random attack. The man who was shot was in a bar near the corner of East Houston and Elizabeth Streets. He was hit three times by three bullets fired from outside. The NYPD is still looking to make an arrest in the case. Well, 16 members of New York's Gender Equity Commission are calling on Mayor Adams to stand up to President Trump or quit. They say his response to the Trump administration's moves against women, immigrants, and transgender people have been weak and inadequate. In a letter, they say they've lost confidence that Adams will stand up and defend the city's sanctuary policies.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.